Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. So in the last discussion, we spoke about the categories of people who deny that resurrection will take place. One is the atheist. He doesn't believe in Allah, hence he doesn't believe in resurrection. And for him, you've got to first convince him about the existence of Allah and that this world did not come into existence by accident before you can talk to him about resurrection. Then you had those like the mushrikeen, the polytheists, and the kuffar, the unbelievers in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They believed in Allah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ If they were to be asked who created the heavens and earth, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ They will say definitely Allah. However, they did not believe in resurrection. They are the second category. They said these are fairy tales. Where is it that we and our forefathers will be resurrected once we have our bones have decomposed? And the third category are those who are believers and they believe in resurrection. They believe in Allah and they believe in resurrection, but not as mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. They believe, for example, that it's only the souls that will get them. We explain the biggest proof that resurrection will take place and that reckoning will take place is that Allah told us. And we went through various ayat. The second proof is what Allah himself indicates to, that if Allah created us the first time, why can't he recreate us the second time? وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّ Man says, when I'm dead, the unbelieving man says, when I'm dead, shall I then be raised up alive? Allah says, do you not remember? أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانُ Does man not remember? أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ That we created him the first time. وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا From absolutely nothing. So why can't we recreate you from decomposed bones? Then Allah also takes us through the entire process of creation, right? إِنَّا خَلَقْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِنَ الْبَعْثِ Allah says, oh man, if you are in doubt about resurrection, then think about how you were created the first time. You were created, your origin is soil, right? Then you were created from a dirty drop of fluid, semen. And then Allah takes us through the biological embryonic development stage by stage. So Allah highlights to you, if Allah can do that the first time around, why do you have any doubt logically that Allah can do it the second time around? وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ Allah says, it is He who originates the creation, then he will repeat it after you have died. And this is easier for him. Logically, when you do something the second time around, it's easier than when you do it the first time around. The next evidence is Allah has created greater things. So by the demands of logic, to recreate lesser things should be easier. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ Allah says that, see they not that Allah who created the heavens and earth, which is far bigger, greater and mightier than man, if Allah can create the heavens and earth, why can't he create man the second time around? That's the question Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is asking. Then another evidence Allah gives is that Allah has shown you his ability to change his creation from one thing into another. So if Allah can change his creation from one thing into another, why can't he recreate you? The example Allah gives, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى Verily it is Allah who causes the seed grain and the fruit stone, the date stone, to be split and sprout. He brings forth, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ He brings forth the living from the dead and the dead from the living. So the scholars give various examples here. From a dead seed, living plants come out. From a dead egg, a live chick comes out. From living birds, a dead egg comes out. The egg itself has no life. So both ways, Allah can change, right? From the living, brings out that which has no life, and from that which has no life, He brings out that which is alive. So if Allah can do that, then why can Allah Tabaraka wa Taala recreate you? Then there are incidents where in mankind's existence on earth, Allah has shown how the dead have been brought back to life. There are various incidents. The example of Musa alayhi salam, when they asked to see Allah, and Allah said, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا The Banu Israel rather, when they said, we shall never believe in Allah until we can see Allah, plainly. They were struck with the thunderbolt. They died. Allah says, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّائِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ But you were seized with a thunderbolt, lightning, while you were looking. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ Then we raised you up after your death. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So that you could be grateful. So this is one example. Another example is those people who fled their homes in big numbers and Allah caused them to die and brought them back to life. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا Allah said to them, die, and they all died. ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ Then Allah resurrected them. So we have that example in front of us. Then the example of the man. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about it in the beginning of the third juz, Surah Baqarah. أَوْكَ الَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ. A man who passed by a town and he saw that it was totally dilapidated, and he wondered, how will Allah revive this town? So Allah caused him to die for hundreds of years. Then Allah revived him, and he thought he was just sleeping for a day or a part of a day. And Allah brought his donkey back to life as he was looking. Allah showed him step by step. First the bones came together, then it was clothed with flesh. The food he had there did not go off, did not get rotten. So Allah showed him Allah's power of creation. When Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah, "Arini kayfa tuhyi al-mauta?" Show me how you will give life to the death, to the dead rather. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him, take four birds, slaughter them, scatter their pieces on a number of mountains. And then Allah showed him how it came back together. Allah brought all of those birds with their individual pieces back together into their original form and gave them life. Isa alayhi salam, to show a miracle, would mold clay into the shapes of birds and then breathe into it. By the permission of Allah, it would come to life. And by the permission of Allah, وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, Allah says he brought the dead back to life. That is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, by the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And lastly, at various places in the Quran, Allah talks about how rain revives the dead earth. And then Allah says, فَانْدُرْ إِلَىٰ أَثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Look at the mercy of Allah, which is rain, how it revives the dead earth, right? إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ. Allah says, in the same way, we will revive you when you are dead. And there are various ayat like that. We're not going to go through all of them. Also, we mentioned this earlier on. Logically, there has to be a reckoning so that the good doers and the evil doers are not equal. Allah says, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Should the mujrimun, the criminals, be the same as the muslimun? It can't be. So to make sure that justice prevails, you need a reckoning by an all-powerful being who is all-knowledgeable and all-just. Human beings don't have that ability nor those qualities. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.